We are learning Mesechus Moed Katan, Daf Ches Samad Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top, Amamar. Amamar, we learned before, Yes Yoyim Shat Aroyabai, Yes Yoyim Shiat Aroyabai. We're talking about Nagayim. If someone sees a Nega, he has to bring it to the Kayin and show it to the Kayin. But there are days where the Kayin does not have to look at a Nega. And the Gemara said before, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Makom Mitzvah that a Chasson gets the 7 days of Sheva Brachos. And every person gets the whole Yom Tov. He doesn't have to show it to the Kohen. And we darshan, according to Rehuda, from the word, Ubayoyim Heroyisboy. Ubayoyim Heroyisboy, we darshan that. So the Gemara has a kasha, my mashma, what do you see from that word that there are days where you let us, we let her not show it to the Kohen, or the Kohen doesn't have to see it, and somebody does have to see it? What do you see as exceptions to the rule from the word Ubayoyim? My mashma, Omabaya, Imkein Lichtoiv Rachmono Bayoyim. My Uvayim, what's the extra vav? Shmamina, you see from there, Yesh Yoyim Shiat Aroyitzaboy, Yesh Yoyim Shiat Aroyaboy, Yesh Yoyim Shiat Aroyaboy. You see from the extra vav, that there are days where the Kohen has to look at the Nega, and somebody doesn't have to look at the Nega, it's Darsh on the extra vav. The whole pasuk reads like this, Uviyoyim Heroyitzaboy Basachai Yitmo. So the vav, just say, Viyoyim Heroyitzaboy Basachai Yitmo. What's Uviyoyim? That teaches us this drasha. That's Abaya Shita. Rav Amar Kula Kroy Seiru. The whole word Ubayoyim is extra. The whole word is extra. Then came Licht Rachmano Ubehirois. Why didn't you say Ubehirois by Basa Chayitma? Why is it Bayoyim? We need the word Bayoyim for Bechal. So he says the whole word is extra, and that's we know Drasha from. Then came Licht Rachmano Ubehirois by Bayoyim. Shmami no, yes, Yoyim Shat Arayaboy. Yes, Yoyim Shat Arayaboy. The whole word is extra. And that teaches us there are days where the Kohen has to give a psak and look at the Nega. And the other days he doesn't have to, for example, Yom Tov and Shav Brachos. So what is Abai? Abai says only the Vav is extra, but Bayayim is not extra. What do you need the Bayayim for? Va'abaya, you need the Bayayim for something else. That teaches us that you're only allowed to see a Nega by day and not by night. A Kohen only can pass a Nega by day and not by night. That's the Rav Bayayim. How does Rav know that? How does Rav know the Lach Bayayim? Rav Bayayim v'loy v'layla minolei. Nafkale, he learns that from the pasuk Melchol Mare Einei HaKoyin. In the pasuk it says, "Vimperoyach Sifra Chatzaras." Vimperoyach Sifra Chatzaras, ba'or v'chissa Chatzaras is called Or Hanega. Roishay v'adraglov. Lechol Mare Einei HaKoyin. So you see, it has to be visible. So that's the Rava learns that it has to be by day. V'abaya. What does he do with pasuk Melchol Mare Einei HaKoyin? That teaches us that the Kohen has to be able to see from both eyes. For all his eyesight, he has to be able to see it. They learn from that pasuk. So Rava is using the pasuk for day. So how does he know the halacha of suma v'achasmein? If Rava nami boyle lahachi, Zoran says you're right. I need the pasuk v'chol mare ina of to teach us that it can be blind in one eye. The Kohen can be blind in one eye. So back Shver, then he says the whole word of Bayayim is extra. So how does he know the halacha that has to be by day? Nafkali le, he learns that from the pasuk. It says by nige batim, by nega by a house. It says uva shaloi habayis. The person who owns the house goes to the kohen, higid lekohen leimar kinega nirali b'bayis. And we darshan li v'loy la'iri. It has to be visible to him and not to the light. He doesn't need a flashlight for that. It's visible, so it must be by day. So Rava learns, so we finish with Rava. Rava learns by day that you have to see a Nega, he learns it from Nige Batim. And the whole word of Bayayim is extra. And therefore, the whole word of Bayayim teaches us that Bayayim, there's some days that you do look at Negaim, some days you don't look at Negaim, and coming to tell us that on Regel and on Chasim does not have to see. What do you do, Pasuk Chol Mare in Akoyim? What we do from that Pasuk is that you can't be a Sumavachas Meinav. Va'abaya. What does Abaya, Chara Abaya has a pasuk with Kenega near Leib Abaya? So why does Abaya need the word Bayoyim for Yom Vim Laila? Abaya says like this, Ima Hashem, if you had the pasuk by Nige Batim, by a Nega of a house, Havamina, Hanimili, Tumma Dlav the Gufay. I think Dafka by a Tumma that's not on your goof, there you can be Makel and only check the Goyim by day and not at night. They push it off by the night. Ava Tumma the Gufay, but Tumma of the goof, which is more Chamer. I feel Oyrinami. Maybe you'd have to check the Gov at night. Immediately, the Kohen would have to come check the Nega even at night. Kamash Malah, no. Kamash Malah, he does not have to check the Negoyim at night, only by day. And that's when you know the Pasuk of Yoyim according to Abaya. So according to Abaya, Bayayim teaches us Yoyim Lailah. The extra Vav is teaching us Yoyim Shiat Aroyaboy, Yoyim Shiat Aroyaboy. He's teaching us Suma ba'achas be'enav. That's how we use all the psukim. Ad kan, the Mishnah with Nagon. Now I'm going to go to the next Mishnah. Boy dom ramei, malakit odom atzmois over ve'imoi pe'shimchu yuloi. The derech then was that people got buried in the kivri avos, in the same place where the homeless bachur got buried. And sometimes someone died somewhere else and they couldn't bring him to burial in the avos, so they bury him in that spot. And then, much later on, they moved the bones, they moved it to the kivri avos. So Yilayah do this on Chol HaMoed, moved the kivri, the father's atzmois, the father's bones to the kivri avos. So Ramei says, yeah, you'll have to do that on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because it's a simcha. Malakit odom atzmois ovev, atzmois ovev v'imoi, replace your simcha. It's a simcha, Rashi explains, that the simcha is that the kivrim b'kivri avosa v'loi m'star v'moid. He's very excited. He's moving his father to the kivri avos. Therefore, it's a simcha. Rabbi Yezir, no, evel huloi, it's not a good thing. You're not allowed to have avelus on Chol HaMoed, they'll be a bad mood on Yom Tov, v'simachta v'chagecha, so you shouldn't be malakid, because it's avelus for him. And the Mishnah ends off with another halacha. Lo ya'ir adam al-meisai, a person shouldn't hire a person who is ma'ir him on his mace, v'lo yasbiden who kaidim regal, so you shouldn't make a hesped before the regal for 30 days. And we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more what that means, but it sounds like you should not have a spadim or a special person who gets everyone to cry before the Yom Tov, 30 days before the Yom Tov. And the Gemara we'll talk about it, explain it. First, the Gemara is going to first explain the first half of the Mishnah. In the first half of the Mishnah, we had a Mechlekes Rameyer Rabbi Yossi. Rameyer says that a person could malakit his father's remains and bring them the Kivri Avos. Why? Because Simcha he loved. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's evil. Pray to Marakash Rameyer. How can you say Simcha he loved? The halacha is the day someone moves the bones of his father, he's avil that day. But it's only available by day, but that night is not available. So halacha is, if you move the mace that day, the children are available. But Rav Chista is not part of the kasha. Like Tayus explains, Rav Chista says, even though the mace was wrapped in tachrichim, and you didn't even see the mace, still there's avelus. When you move the kevet, there is avelus. So what's the kasha? So the kasha is, telechayra, how can you say that it's a simcha? It's not a simcha. You sit like, it's a tshuva for this. So how can you say it's a simcha? Or maybe it says, like, because simcha, it's not a simcha. It's a tshuva. It's avelus. And for the Gemara, Abaya, Ema pesha simchas haregel alav. So Abaya answers, no. Because according to Rav Meir, like Rashi explains, Koloima harbe oisik b'simchas haregel, but in him it's tzar malakad at somos avimai. It's echrami. There is a tzar for doing it, but the simcha is so big on Yom Tov, it cancels it out, it outweighs the avelus, and therefore it's not a problem. So when you read the Mishnah, b'simchu lo, you don't read it like we read before that it means because it's simcha to move the tzomos of the father. It says simchu lo is going on Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a simcha. Yom Tov is a simcha, and therefore outweighs the avelus. So it comes out, there's no machlokes that if you move our bones, it's avelus. Both are mayor basically agree it's avelus. Just shail is, does the simcha of Yom Tov outweigh it? That's how Rashi learns the sugya. The Nemuke Yosef has a whole different way of learning the Gemara. He learns like this. The Avada, Abaya, Rameir, and Rabbi Yosef argue if there's a simcha about moving bones. But the Gemara's cash is good as a simcha, but the Maisa, I'm causing him to sit shiva on Yom Tov. It says, raise him a sabalim. Yeah, I'll sit shiva on Yom Tov. On that, the Gemara answers, no, that it's Yom Tov, and there's no din shiva on Yom Tov. There's no din shiva on Yom Tov. And therefore, it's not a problem. Masha Inkein, Rabbi Yossi holds, it's taka a bad thing. You're upset when you move the bones. So it comes out, it's machlekes the Maisa, if moving bones is upsetting or not. According to Rav Meir, it's not upsetting. According to Rav Yosi, it is upsetting. According to Rashi, it was a whole different machlokes. If Yom Tov outweighs the both agree that it's upsetting, the Shah of Yom Tov outweighs it. Here we're arguing if it's upsetting at all. And the Gemara is just saying is that the veil is not chal. I'll read you a little bit the lashon of the Muk Yosef. He says like this, the Gemara revila hakshis Rav Meir, the Omer sees him shishimchu loy, v'ilu hacham rinu. Here it says, m'saba aleim, kol ayim kuloy. So the Gemara answers, "Shesimchus regal love l'fikach ain't a reshoyu l'sabalem amayid." You're not allowed to sit shiva. Akapanim. That's the focus of Rameh Yisrael going to be in the Mukhi Yisrael. We explain the Firashi and we explain the Firmukhi Yisrael. So I think Gemara right. It says lo ya'ara amayid. Mishnah says you shouldn't be ma'irer. You shouldn't arouse the people on the dead. My lo ya'ara amayid. when the one who gave the haspedim went around in Eretz Yisrael, Amma used to say like this: Yivkun ime komri liba, cry with me, all the people who are upset, who are sad. So that was used to say is get people to cry. So that person should not go around 30 days before the Yontif, and we'll see in a second why. According to the regular shloshim yom, 30 days before Yontif, you shouldn't go around like that. And it also says you shouldn't have haspedim either, lay haspedanu either. But what's the special thing that 30 days before Yontiv you can't have these special aspedim? Why not? So this is Rav Shita. What's the reason? Because the one of my story, a certain person, he put aside in his savings money to go up to be Eile Regal. Let's say it cost a few hundred dollars to get a donkey, go up. So he put aside that money, put it in a little pushka. Uvah saftam, and a certain saftam came, knocked on the door. He knew that this family had a loss over the year. And was lost the mishtoy. And his wife hired him. His wife, you know, wanted someone to be ma'ayir da'ilam, arouse da'ilam. So he hired him. And he gave him the money. And that year, they didn't have money to be Eile Regal. He used up all the money. He took the whole money and gave it to the saftam. But nimra le'olah. And they couldn't go up to Eile Regal that year. So after that, they passed him like this. You should not do haspedim or these speeches that arouse the people to cry 30 days before Yom Tov. Why not? Money reasons. Because, yeah, one person did it. They were scared. It didn't happen more often. 30 for Yom Tov, you don't do this. You don't do 30 for Yom Tov because you want to have money to bear the regal. And Shaila is in the gay these days, so they say either it's the gay akutz aloy. Once it's a tekana, you have to tekana stays, even the reason falls off. Or even these days, it's expensive for Yom Tov also. So the same reason will still apply. That's what they speak out. But Rav Shita is the reason is because you might use up your money. Shmuel is a whole different reason. But Shmuel Amar lefi she'ena meis mishtakech min alev shloishim yom, because a meis is not mishtakech from the heart 30 days. And if you make a hesped 30 days before Yom Tov, so Rashi learns you might make a hesped on Yom Tov. Tais is a little different because you're going to be upset over Yom Tov. So you're going to be upset over Yom Tov. Therefore, you should not do hespedim 30 days before Yom Tov. My benai, what's an afkamina la halacha between Rav and Shmuel? Very simple. Ika benai to ka'ava bechinam. An afkamina would be if this maspid does it for free. So according to Rav, it's for free. It says, no chash, you're going to use your money for a regal. Then it's mutter. But according to Shmuel, the vart is that you don't want to be upset over Yom Tov, according to Tosfos, or according to Rashi, you might give a hesped over Yom Tov. You don't want to have a hesped too close to Yom Tov. So no matter what, there's no bechinam. You can't do it 30 days before. Now, there's two things you want to speak out. Number one is, Tosfos says, this din is only if it's a special professional mamaspid. But the oval itself could give a hesped 30 days before, because adarava, it makes him feel better. If the Ovel itself says it has for 30 days before, it makes it feel better for Yom Tov, and therefore it's fine to do it. Some say if you Rashi, you wouldn't apply. Rashi is might say Hesped on Yom Tov, so that might still be a problem. But if he tells us that the Vart is that you're going to be upset over Yom Tov, it's on the opposite. It's a Milo if you say the Hesped before, the Ovel himself will get it out of his system and he'll feel better. That's one thing to speak out. The other thing to speak out is the Rosh. The Rosh says that if the Mace dies within 30 days before Yom Tov, then you could give a hesped. Because anyway, he's going to be distraught over Yom Tov. So, because anyway, the mace died 3 days before Yom Tov. So anyway, you're going to be distraught for Yom Tov. Therefore, you can give a hesped 30 days before Yom Tov. That's what Rosh says. Now, the Rashi on Amud Aleph, that's Mashmah Aleph, that the Rashi in the Mishnah says, so Rashi is mashma not like that. Some say Rashi going according to Rav, because according to Rav, that it's because of money. So even if the mace died 30 days for Yom Tov, same thing. You shouldn't use up your money. So it could be he's going to Rav. So it could be not nafkamina to Rav and Shmuel. Nafkamina to Rav and Shmuel will be if the mace dies 30 days before Yom Tov. According to Shmuel, anyway, you'd be distraught. So you're allowed to say a hesped. According to Rav, that has to do with money. You still wouldn't be able to hire the professional masped.